This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the State Commission of Corrections found that Greene County Sheriff's Office violated state law and its own policies, thereby contributing to the death of Matthew Liam Bruno of Coxsackie in April 2018 when he was incarcerated at the county jail in Catskill. A 2019 report found that jail officials could have prevented Liam Bruno's death at the now-shuttered facility located on Bridge Street in the village. During the past 12 years, the sheriff's office has recorded 4 suicides and 1 overdose. 2 of the deaths remain under investigation. 4 suicides with 2 under state investigation and 1 overdose death in 12 years outpaces the rate found in similar-sized jails statewide. In the Liam Bruno case, the commission cited several failures in the jail administrator's response to warning signs that he would harm himself, according to the report. Corrections officers found Liam Bruno, 43, hanging from a bedsheet tied to the bars of his jail cell at approximately 11:30 p.m. on April 12, 2018, and he succumbed to his injuries at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson 2 days later. The State Medical Review Board eventually determined that jail administration violated state corrections law by failing to keep Liam Bruno safe. Staff both failed to recognize the man's, quote, serious suicidal ideation, unquote, and failed to take proper safety precautions, including placing him on constant watch, which could have prevented his death, according to the report. Corrections Sergeant Christopher Stodham did nothing even after receiving a phone call from a family member warning that Liam Bruno might harm himself, according to the report. He also failed to identify the risk factor present and did nothing after listening to several statements of suicidal intent in recorded phone calls between Liam Bruno and his daughter. Statham was hired in 2012 and remains employed by the county sheriff's office. In early 2019, Liam Bruno's family filed a $35 million civil lawsuit in federal court naming Greene County and an unnamed county corrections officers as defendants, alleging negligence and wrongful death. The case is currently in the early stages of discovery. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lakosovic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media that the Ravenna Village Board is once again considering the question of whether residents should be permitted to raise chickens in their backyards. The issue comes up every couple of years, and it was raised at the board's July 21st meeting. Quote, some people approached me and they thought that considering the current state of the country and the coronavirus, with things maybe not as accessible, that it highlighted the need for self-sustenance, unquote, Mayor Bill Misuraca said. Village board member Mary Ellen Rosado looked at how 3 nearby communities, the town of Colony, the city of Albany, and the town of Bethlehem, are handling the issue. Quote, they are all a little bit different, but most of what I saw was no roosters. Most say how many you can have. Some are 6, some are just 4 on a parcel. No roosters, no breeding, unquote, Rosado said. Quote, you have to have something containing them, and you have to have a permit approved by the building department, unquote. The 3 communities Rosado researched do not allow chickens to be kept for commercial or breeding purposes. The question of having backyard chickens in Ravenna has come up several times in the past, most recently in 2018. The idea drew both supporters and opponents, but the village board took no action 2 years ago. It is not yet known whether a law will be proposed this time around. Read more about this story in the Ravenna News Herald. Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics that a coalition of agricultural organizations is calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to veto a bill banning the use of the herbicide glyphosate on state property. Groups led by the New York Farm Bureau argue the herbicide is being used as a common way to kill weeds, grasses, and forest underbrush when growing fruit, vegetables, corn, and soybeans. The ban would complicate matters for the farms that lease land from the state to grow their crops. They also argue colleges that operate farms on state-owned property should also have access to the herbicide. The bill to ban the use of glyphosate on state lands was approved last month by the legislature, and its sponsors point to the herbicide being considered, quote, a probable human carcinogen, unquote, in pushing for its ban. But the agriculture groups in their letter to Cuomo pointed to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency finding, quote, no risks, unquote, with the herbicide when used properly, noting that most states have accepted the agency's review. The groups wrote, quote, it has proven itself an environmentally friendlier weed control agent than some of the alternative products that glyphosate replaced, unquote. The herbicide has been in use for more than 40 years. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.